Wow, and welcome back. What a Wednesday I have for you today. We are going to be talking about a special movie. It was made by veterans for veterans. So let me just say, if you are a veteran, or if you know a veteran, or if you are close to a veteran, what am I saying? We all know somebody who's a veteran in some way, shape, or form. If your veteran likes kind of off the wall comedy, this is one you have got to tell them about. You've got to share this podcast with them. This week, we've been touching on like a few movies that were maybe not the most ideal for some audiences. And okay, this one's going to be kind of limited too. And don't let the score discourage you on this movie. Personally, I would have given this movie a much higher score, but critically, it's like I have to be true to the deputy scale. And sometimes that's really hard to do, especially on movies such as this. When I got a chance to see this one, it was actually a private screening that I was invited to by the film creators. And it was just so over the top in just every possible way. And it was offensive and in your face and absolutely awesome. Now, how can it be all of those things at the same time? That's what I'm going to get into. You're probably wondering the name of the movie. Well, the name of the movie is called Range 15. Just pretty simple title, just Range 15. But the movie is nowhere near as simple as the title leads it to be. Now, I will say that this movie has, it's not just a guilty rating. It is a very guilty rating. There is absolutely nothing in this movie that is appropriate for young eyes. Now, it's not that it's like super over the top in any particular category. It's just as a whole, this one just, oh, if you don't have a sore gut from laughing so hard after watching this, then obviously you were not the target audience of this movie. But a lot of veterans really struggle with shell shock, PTSD, just a lot of the stuff that they've encountered out there on the front lines. And this movie basically takes all of that stuff, and it doesn't make fun of it, but it helps by being so edgy that it just approaches this stuff. And like I said, it was made by veterans for veterans. So this one, and it doesn't just like focus on just military stuff, but it's not like a documentary in any way, shape, or form. But I do want to just tell you that I did give Range 15 a 5.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. And you're probably thinking, oh, that's a disservice to this movie the way you're describing it. And honestly, yes, it is. This movie probably deserved mid-upper sevens easily. But staying true to the deputy scale, I have to be true to my own scale. I mean, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be the deputy. Just plain and simple. But I want to share with you the review that I actually wrote and the one that's been up on moviedeputy.com. An unusual and intensely dark comedy that reaches a larger audience than that which it was originally aiming for. A group of friends back from deployment are determined to party like it's the end of the world. Little do they know, it's about to be. They find themselves banding together to do what they've been trained to: survive and eliminate the enemy. Only the enemy is that which they've never encountered before. Along the way, they'll discover something that could just be the answer to everything. The question is, will they survive long enough to find out for sure? This comedy definitely has a targeted audience, that being the same people that put it together, veterans. Though this is an extremely edgy comedy, the content is very in-your-face and intensely graphic. That being said, this type of comedy appeals to those who have been through intense situations and that can appreciate the brilliance of this production. Considering everything, there are those that will be offended and literally will ask themselves, what the blank? And there are others that will be laughing long after the credits. Which one are you? Do you dare to even find out in this military compilation of Deadpool meets The Walking Dead? That's for you to decide. Now, of all the reviews that I could have written, this one, I mean, I pretty much always try to stay on the money for the movies, but this one is so on the money for this movie. Like, my description of Deadpool meets The Walking Dead is, I don't know if I could have found a better comparison to use for this movie. If you are a veteran, if you are close to your veteran, and they're just have one of those over-the-top comedies, just senses of humor, and they've just been through absolute hell, so they need something to just kind of springboard that off of to find ways to laugh again and ways to smile again, that this one is going to be it. Is this going to be for everybody? No. No, absolutely not. Like I said, it is just over the top in everything that it does. But that's the point. That's the whole point of this movie. Again, it is called Range 15. Actually, I'm going to see if I can find a link to it, and I will put it in the description of this review and of the podcast here. So if you are, I will, like I said, I'm going to see if I can find that and put that in here. As always, it's like, I love bringing movies like this to you. I love introducing you to these smaller titles that don't necessarily get the big fanfare that Hollywood does for its big titles. Like I said, this was an independent title. This is one done by veterans for veterans. And no, I'm not trying to sound like a broken record on that. It's just, I need to get that across so that it's understood by you and so that you really do share this, because this type of movie can really help somebody. And who knows, maybe your loved one or your friend or your family member might be that person. So like I said, share this. You never know whose life it'll impact. So I really hope that you like and subscribe. And of course, share. I'm just being goofy on that. Tomorrow we will be back with our upcoming movies episodes. And of course, our Thirsty Thursday episode of Saw. So I hope that you'll be here for that. And of course, this weekend we'll have our new ones again. Take care, have fun, God bless America, and go out and make some memories. Till later. Bye-bye.